Welcome to the Torah Timecha Parshat HaShavua with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chanalei Rappaport, and this week we will be learning Parshat Shalach. Shalach means to send. Moshe, of course, is sending spies, Meraglim, to the land of Canaan. 40 days later, they come back carrying a huge cluster of grapes, a pomegranate, and a fig, and they say, indeed, this land is a lush and bountiful land. But 10 of these Meraglim, of these spies, warn that the inhabitants of this land are giants and warriors, and they are more powerful than us, and we should not be going into the country. Klal Yisrael, the men of Klal Yisrael, cry, and they say, bring us back to Mitzrayim. Hashem decrees that this cry is a cry that's going to last for generations, and this generation, the generation of the Midbar, will not merit to go into Eretz Yisrael. Indeed, the entire generation will die out in the desert, all the men between the ages of 20 and 60. There's a group of Jews who have terrible remorse, and they say, no, we actually do want to go into Eretz Yisrael, but without the proper permission. They try to get in through storming the borders, the mountains on the border of the land, and they are killed out by the Amalekim and the Canaanim. Following the story of the Meraglim, we get a group of mitzvahs. Firstly, the mitzvahs of Nesachim, the wine and oil offerings, which are brought together with the karbanos, are given, as well as the mitzvah that we're all familiar with of challah, that we have to bring a portion of dough when we are making bread. Then we have a person who is mechalel Shabbos by gathering sticks, and he is put to death. And finally, Hashem instructs us on the mitzvah of tzitzis that we have to wear to remind us of all the mitzvahs. I want to focus today on one of these mitzvahs that we are given, because everybody tries to understand what is the connection between these mitzvahs and Chet HaMeraglim. The mitzvah I want to focus on is the mitzvah of Nesachim. The mitzvah primarily of the wine, there's oil, but the wine that is poured together with the karban, when a karban is brought, really should have been back in Chumash Vayikra, where we have the laws of all the sacrifices. So why is it here? There's a Gemara Yushalmi that talks about what happened when the Meraglim came back. They come back from searching the land for 40 days, and they came to Moshe and Aaron, and they said, what are you learning? They found them learning the halachas of challah and arla. And they said to them, La'aretz ein atem nechnasim, you are not going into the land. And so what are you learning these halachas, these laws that have to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael? And when the Jews heard this, they all started to cry, meaning that this is the way the Meraglim, the spies, let them know that this is not a land that you're going to go into. They said, why don't you learn something more relevant? You're not anyways going into Eretz Yisrael. When they were all crying, Hashem says to Moshe, go and calm them down. They're crying that they can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Go and tell them about the Nesachim. Tell them about the wine offerings that they're going to have to bring when they bring the Karbanos in Eretz Yisrael, and this will take them out of their depression. How will it take it out? How will learning the laws of Nesachim take them out of their depression? Hashem says to Moshe, and this is amazing, he says to them, they're all crying. Go and give them something that will make them happy. Give them Divrei Torah. Give them Torah to learn. Which Torah? The Torah of the Nesachim. And what we learn from here is such an amazing lesson of Teres Hashem Temima Meshiva Snafesh. It brings back your soul. It literally means that when you are finished and out and don't have the heart, the Torah can come and restore. The Maznaim Latorah says that as soon as they heard that there was a new mitzvah, they got so excited that they forgot about their tzaras, their difficulties, nothing else mattered, and now there are new halachas. And in case this sounds to us to be fantastical, in our not-too-distant history, we actually had people like this. Rav Kleinemus Kalman Shapira, the PSN, is especially well-known because of a sefer that he wrote while he was in the ghetto. And this sefer is a compilation of the shiurim that he would give to his students with difficult questions of emuna and bitachon in the face of the tzaras and the suffering of the yidden, and he is busy writing a sefer and giving shiurim and writing it down. He actually, when it became clear to him that the end of the ghetto was going to happen at the with the uprising, he buried the book in a canister as part of the Ringelblum archives, and we were able to have this sefer today called Esh Kodesh. And wow, how is it possible to be busy writing a sefer and preparing shiurim on emunah and bitachon in the depth of the ghetto, the groups of chassidim who kept their lavush until the very end of the uprising, the chidushei Torah written during the war. This was the meshivas nafesh that they had to hold on to. This is what they had, and this is what they brought them, a bit of menuchas hanefesh throughout the terror of the war. To think about the simcha of deciding of how we're going to bring the nesachim and when we're going to bring the nesachim and which will we bring the nesachim, and they know they're not bringing the nesachim because they're all going to die, and yet this calmed them down. The question is, why dafka this mitzvah? He could have taught them any mitzvah, so why does he start with the mitzvah of nesachim? So the Ramban says it's not just a nechama, it's not just comforting them, it's a promise. It starts with ki sabayu al eretz mashvaisechem, when you get to the land that you're going to live in. So he's promising them, your children are going to get there, and they're going to need these to know these halachas, and that was a great nechama, that was a great comfort to them, that even though we're not going to go in, our children is going to go in. The mitzvah shetluyas ba'aretz, Aruch Chaim says, it's a specific comfort for them. The Ramban adds that in the Midbar, they didn't bring the nesachim on most korbanos. After the Chet Ha'egel, they had to bring the nesachim on the Tamid, and now they're getting a new addition for when they get into Eretz Yisrael. I want to take it just a little bit deeper and talk about specifically wine. It seems like the grapes play a central role in the whole story of the Meraglim. And if you pay attention to when Moshe sends them and when they went and when they come back, it's the time of the harvest of the grapes, and they come to Nachal Eshkol, and they bring these grapes back. And they say like this, Vayisaprulei, they said to Moshe, Vayemru, Banu al ha'aretz asher shalachtanu, we came to the land that you sent us, v'gam zavas chalav advash. It's true, there is chalav advash there. V'zeh piryah. And this is its fruit. Now, eight of them were carrying the grapes, but they didn't say these are the fruits. We know they were carrying other fruits too, but this is the fruit. And perhaps they should have brought back Chalav Udvash if this is a land of Chalav Udvash. I mean, they're starting off saying, yes, this is a land of Chalav Udvash, and here's its fruit. The fruit is the grape. What's the difference between Chalav and Dvash and grapes? It seems like Chalav and Dvash is the food that they were familiar with, the milk and the honey. Dvash, the mun tasted of dvash. It says that milk and honey, when we think about it, it's food that children eat. It's soft food. It's easy. It's warm. It's nurturing. It's the fruit of the midbar. It's the fruit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take out for us, meaning that honey comes from a tame animal, and it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metahar, the honey for us, and we get it as a finished product that we don't have to do anything to. We can just eat the honey. Milk, too. It says that milk is actually, I don't want to think too deeply about this, but the blood comes out and it turns into milk, and then we get the milk, and then we could drink the milk. Milk and honey is children food. In Eretz Yisrael, life is totally different. Grapes are the first of the fruits of the Shivas Haminim. Wheat and barley are survival food, but grapes is the first fruit food. And from the grapes, with a lot of hard work, we can make wine. Wine is not children's food. Wine is food that is meant for adults because it has an inherent danger in it. It's a product that can bring a lot of joy, but a lot of destruction. It's a product that has to be used very carefully. In the Midbar, the work the food that we had, the work was all done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was Gan Eden. There's mun near the door. There's the Be'er Shel Miriam, the water, and the Anane HaKavod, whatever you want. The clothing never needed to be bought or clean. You had plenty of money. You sit all day and learn Torah. What could be better? And now they're going into Eretz Yisrael, and the generation that's going into Eretz Yisrael will have to work hard to squeeze the grapes, to turn it into wine, to avoid the klala, to bring out the bracha, to be able to retain the ability to sit and learn Torah without turning it into a klala, because I'm also sitting and working. When Moshe tells them, go to Eretz Yisrael, the land of grapes, and bring back, and they brought back the grape, and go to Nachal Eshkol, what he's telling them is that Eretz Yisrael is a different land. It's time to grow up. And this, to grow up, is exactly what the Meraglim didn't want. These people were giants. They were great people. They were kulam anashim. They were all great people. They were leaders. They weren't little people. How did they come back? And not just that they spoke Lashon Hara against the land. It was much more than that. This is the chait that's going to keep us in the Midbar for the next 38 years. It's going to ultimately prevent Moshe Rabbeinu from coming into Eretz Yisrael. It gives us the crying for generations, which of course we think about as we approach Tammuz. And it causes Bnei Yisrael to show an utter lack of emunah. How did this happen? These were good people, but they were scared to leave the womb. They were scared to leave a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of everything for us, and all we have to sit and do and learn Torah. They wanted to stay. Perhaps this is why their punishment was that for the Meraglim, they had their own punishment, their tongues stretched out of their mouths until their tabur, which is their navel, which symbolizes their state, meaning the navel is the thing that connects us to our mother's womb, and they're saying, I want to stay sound, safe and sound in here. But only a very sick baby stays in the incubator forever. It's time to grow up. The Dor Dea, besides the two, Kalev and Yeshua, and the woman, but the men of the Dor Dea wanted to stay in Zavas Chalav Udvash, where the hard work is going to be done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what Moshe was telling us is no, it's time to go out, and it's time to go into the land. This, perhaps, is the message of the Nesachim that comes after Chet HaMeraglim. You can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this land. It's a different kind of existence, but it's possible and it's even ideal. A baby, yes, feeds on Chalav Udvash, but and there is Chalav Udvash in Eretz Yisrael. Of course there is, because yes, we have to do work, and yes, you're going to have to plow, and yes, you're going to have to seed, and yes, you're going to have to do it all. But ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us from the morning till the night, so there is Chalav Udvash, but we also are going to have to work, and we're going to go into a world of Teva. But he's giving us a comfort as we go in. Hashem says, I'm taking away the comfort level of what I have. I'm giving you these mitzvahs instead. And the symbolism is beautiful. Instead of the water of the Be'er, you're going to get the water of the wine of the Nesachim. Instead of the man, the bread, you're going to get the mitzvah of challah. And instead of the Ananei HaKavod, you're going to get the mitzvah of tzitzis. These three mitzvahs symbolize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to take care of us and to protect us, and that we can elevate the very materialism of what we are going to be doing, taking those grapes and squeezing it into wine, taking the grain and turning it into bread. No, we're not going to have the man, and no, we're not going to have the ananim. But the midbar, the care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us in the midbar, will still live with us, even as we come into Eretz Yisrael. And this is the greatest nechama that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to give Klal Yisrael as they were mourning their new reality.